Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I know your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. It is May 17th and... wait a minute. May 17th? That's my parents' anniversary! Oh no! I forgot about my parents' anniversary until just now. I'm a terrible son. Wait, does that make me a terrible son? Or am I just making myself feel guilty? Well, I guess I will call ASAP, but we need to get into our lesson. The name of our lesson is guilt. Pay attention because Rebecca and I want to teach you a few useful words and phrases, including conscience and live and learn. So let's open our magazines and live and learn. Come on. Oh, make a phone call now.
Guilt, a positive use for a negative emotion. Guilt is one of the most painful emotions that humans experience, but also one of the most common. Nobody enjoys feeling guilty, but this emotion serves an important purpose. It alerts a person when he or she has done something wrong. This enables the person to make amends and work to heal relationships that were damaged by their actions. It can also motivate people to avoid making similar mistakes later. Nevertheless, guilt can be destructive if it is not dealt with in the right way.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 amends, 这个复数形名词。Amends 是指补偿的内容。例如 the passengers on this flight are demanding amends for their loss of time. 这个航班的乘客为了他们损失的时间正在要求赔偿。如果是 make amends, 这个动词片语是指做出赔偿或者是赔罪。例如 I really want to make amends for hurting your feelings. 我伤了你的感情，我真的很想要补偿你。或者是 After years of neglecting his kids, Ted is trying to make amends by spending more time with them. 多年以来 Ted 都疏忽了孩子，他现在正试着用多陪伴孩子来补偿。接下来我们看的是 destructive 这个形容词。第一，这个字首有分开或除去的意思。Struct 这个字根是指建造，所以加在一起 destructive 是指有害的、有破坏力的，或者是具摧毁性的。例如 persistent depression can be very destructive to one's health. 持续性的忧郁症对于健康是非常有害的。或者是 social bullying has a terrible destructive effect on children. 社交霸凌对于儿童具有可怕的杀伤力。它的反义词就是把字首的 de 变成 con, 变成 constructive, 意思就是具有建设性的或者是有帮助的。例如 constructive suggestions 是指具建设性的建议，或者是 constructive criticism 是指具建设性的批评。
Thank you very much, Michelle. All right, let's get right into this lesson about guilt.What a heavy topic, right, Rebecca?
It is definitely a very heavy topic, but I think it's a good topic to talk about because I do think a lot of people experience guilt, and sometimes that guilt is really not necessary, but they bring it upon themselves.
That's right. Well, as our lesson says, it's a negative emotion, but we're going to read about a positive use for a negative emotion.So we read here, guilt is one of the most painful emotions that humans experience, but also one of the most common. Okay, so it's really painful, and yet everybody experiences it at one time or another.
That's right. Nobody enjoys feeling guilty, but this emotion serves an important purpose. Now, it's really interesting because obviously nobody likes to feel guilty, right?But if you choose to use that feeling as a way to alert you that something is going on, then I guess it could be used for a positive reason.
That's right, and that's what our lesson says here. It alerts a person when he or she has done something wrong. So you do something wrong, and then you feel a sense of guilt, and it reminds you or tells you, ah, what you did was wrong, and you should do something about that. But it's kind of like nerves, right, in general. Because,
nerves?
Yeah, because if you think about it, they're very useful for when we touch something that's really hot,
right,
or that's really sharp, and it could be painful, and it tells us, oh, we shouldn't touch that again.
Right. But you know, this is also reminding me, or reminds me of something else that every person has, mm-hmm. and that is a conscience. Everybody has a conscience, right?
Mm-hmm. A conscience. That word does not appear in our lesson, friends, but that's kind of what this is about. Something inside tells you what is right or what is wrong, okay? In Chinese, you might call it 良心, right? So it's a sense of what is right or what is wrong.
For example, Mark stole a candy bar. Then his conscience started to bother him. Nobody saw him. Nobody knew what he had done. But that conscience, that inner feeling, told him that what he had done was wrong.
And I like the way you used that, Rebecca, added the word bother. That's how we often mm-hmm. use this word. If our conscience is telling us that we did something wrong, we would often say, oh, my conscience is bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rebecca, do you have a clear conscience?
Do I have a clear conscience?
You know, like there's nothing bothering you. There's nothing that you can think of that you did wrong. Do you have a clear conscience?
Well, right now, my conscience is pretty clear. But mm-hmm. I will tell you that those moments that I get angry at other people, mm-hmm. or let's say that I lie about something. Mm-hmm. I try not to, but sometimes it just kind of slips out and I'm not thinking about it. Then my conscience does start to bother me a little bit.
Right. Okay. Well, friends, sometimes our conscience bothers us. Other times we have a clear conscience. Well, a clear conscience is usually the sign of a bad memory. No, I'm just kidding. That's not always the case.
that's really, really funny, Gabe. Well, yeah. Anyway, mm-hmm. let's continue on.
Sure.
This enables the person to make amends and work to heal relationships that were damaged by their actions. So basically, this is just saying that when your conscience starts to bother you, or you experience that guilt that alerts you that you did something wrong, well, guess what? You have an opportunity to make amends and to ask for forgiveness if you did something wrong.
That's right. Healing relationships, or reconciling mm-hmm. with somebody, apologizing when you need to apologize, or perhaps forgiving when you need to forgive. And we continue here. It can also motivate people to avoid making similar mistakes later. That's very important. And there's a phrase we'd love to teach you. It is live and learn. We all live and learn. You use this when you've made a mistake, but you shouldn't keep thinking about it. Or perhaps when your friend has made a mistake and they feel so bad about it, you want to encourage them. You could say, hey, you made a mistake, but live and learn. Get over it.
For example, let's say that I bought a really old car. On the outside, it looked like a great car, but my parents advised me not to buy it. I didn't listen to them. So I bought the car, and then I started to have a lot of car problems. I guess I have to just live and learn.
That's right. Gotta listen to your parents next time.
That's right.
All right, so this is it's a very useful phrase. Live and learn, friends. We continue here. Nevertheless, guilt can be destructive if it is not dealt with in the right way. So before we learn about how guilt can be destructive, let's take a look at that useful phrase, to deal with something. That means to handle something. In Chinese, you might say 处理. So how are you dealing with something?
For example, if you have an argument with someone, it's very important to deal with that argument in a healthy way. Don't get so angry at the other person. Don't try to avoid or ignore that person. Deal with it.
All right. Well, we do have something to learn about guilt very, very soon. But right now it's time for us to learn about the words considerable and considerate in the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, something strange happened to me the other day.
What happened?
Well, I bought some fruit to give my friend as a gift. And when I gave it to her, she told me I was very considerable.
Ah, I see. I think your friend meant to say that you were very considerate.
Ah, that makes more sense. For English learners, it can be easy to confuse words that sound similar.
Right. Considerate and considerable both begin with the root word consider. But they have very different meanings. So remember, if someone does something nice to show that they were thinking about you, you can say that they are considerate.
On the other hand, considerable means that there is a large amount of something. For example, the CEO of a company has considerable influence over the decisions that are made. And hopefully, the CEO is also considerate toward her employees.
当有人贴心地为你买一杯咖啡,或是很周全地替你照顾到一些细节, 你可以说,
He is very considerate.
他非常的细心或考虑周全。但是considerate这个字很容易跟considerable混淆。Considerable是相当多的或相当重要的。例如,
He has a considerable amount of power in the company. 他在公司里是一个举足轻重的人物,他的影响力非常大。Considerate和considerable 都是从consider,也就是考虑这个字衍生出来的。虽然看起来很像,但意思却完全不同,所以千万不要用错哦。这就是今天的InfoCloud,我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. In American courts, and indeed a lot of courts around the world, there's a general rule that you're innocent until proven guilty. Well, comedian Bill Maher says that you're guilty until proven wealthy, at least in the United States. Of course, that is a joke, but it is something to think about. Friends, today's lesson is about guilt, and there are many destructive things that guilt can do. Let's find out about some now.
Guilt. It can cause people to avoid others because they are too embarrassed to apologize for their actions or inaction. Some try to avoid the pain of guilt by turning to other worse habits. Others try to cover up their guilt by blaming others or becoming angry. An added complication is that sometimes people feel guilty about things that happen that they can't control. One example of this is survivor's guilt, when people who survive a disaster feel guilty because they escaped death when others didn't. Other people experience false guilt because of excessively high expectations for themselves that they cannot live up to.
Okay, 继续我们看 complication 这个名词 P-L-I-C 这个字根有折叠的意思，所以 complication 在这里是指使事情复杂化的因素。如果要说明是什么使什么事情复杂化的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 The long distance between the couple is a complication to their already difficult relationship. 这对夫妻之间遥远的距离让他们已经很困难的关系更加辛苦。 Complication 也指并发症, 例如 the patient developed multiple complications after chemotherapy. 这位病人化疗之后引发了多重并发症。 最后我们看 excessively 这个副词, ex 这个字首是指某个范围之外, CESS 这个字根有行走或前进的意思, 所以 excessively 是指过度地或者是过分地。 例如 Raymond is very self-disciplined and never drinks excessively. Raymond 非常自律，从来不会饮酒过量。如果去掉字尾的 ly, excessive 就是形容词，例如 excessive doses of certain vitamins can be harmful, 过量服用某些维他命可能会有害。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Michelle. All right, friends, let's see how destructive guilt can be. We read, it can cause people to avoid others because they are too embarrassed to apologize for their actions or inaction. So it could be something they did that was wrong or something they didn't do that they should have done. Rebecca, have you ever maybe had a friend mm-hmm. who is usually acting normal, but then all of a sudden they started avoiding you and ignoring you and you're not sure why?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Gabe. I've definitely have had that happen to me before. And sometimes I never find out why.
Yeah.
And I don't really like that because I feel like if I did something, I would like somebody to confront me about it so we can deal with the issue, not just avoid me or ignore me.
Right. But I think that happens with a lot of people. It's happened to me as well. And I just wonder, what's wrong? What happened with our relationship? You know? So it makes me kind of sad, but maybe, perhaps one reason that people avoid others is because they've done something and they feel guilty and they don't really want to apologize or deal with the situation.
That's right. Some try to avoid the pain of guilt by turning to other worse habits. Others try to cover up their guilt by blaming others or becoming angry. Would you say at times that these people might also become a little defensive?
Oh, what a great word. Yes. Mm. Sometimes we become angry, friends, and sometimes that anger is a defensive kind of anger. Now, this is a psychological term, but it's a great one to know. Defensive, it's not just talking about a sport and being on the defensive side or playing defensively. Here, it means constantly protecting yourself from criticism or other real threats to your sense of pride or your sense of self.
For example, let's say that Gabe did something or said something to me that hurt my feelings. And I just go up to Gabe and say, Gabe, you know when you said, you know what you said the other day? It actually really hurt my feelings.
Stop being so defensive.
No, and then if Gabe gets upset about it and really, really angry.
Rebecca! It wasn't that bad.
Exactly. Gabe, don't be so defensive. I'm just trying to explain to you how I feel.
All right.
That's just an example.
That's a good example. But you know what I've found?
What?
Is that I have to be careful when I tell somebody else that they're defensive. Or using the words defensive or sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because then usually it just makes them even more defensive or more sensitive.
Right. So if you see someone being defensive and you tell them to stop being defensive, most likely they'll get more defensive. But I think we need to go ahead and move on to another type of guilt, and that is survivor's guilt.
Mm-hmm. Our lesson mentions survivor's guilt. And this is when an accident happens, a lot of people die, but somebody comes out alive, and later they feel guilty just for surviving.
Right. And that is an unhealthy type of guilt. Other people experience false guilt because of excessively high expectations for themselves that they cannot live up to.
That's right. That is the last sentence of our lesson today. Mm-hmm. And we see those words, to live up to something. That means to meet or to match what somebody expects of you or what you expect of yourself.
And sometimes when you have a difficult time meeting parents' expectations or teachers' expectations, you can say that you cannot live up to one's expectations.
Well, right now it is time for us to enjoy the SC
Challenge. Yes.
All right, friends, let's see who is playing with us for today's SC Challenge.
Hi, I'm Luke and I'm back again.
Oh, yeah.
Jack and ready to win a second time.
All right. It's the Jack attack, huh? Maybe. Okay. Ready to win a second time?
We'll see about that.
Yeah, we will see about that. Okay, friends, I know you are paying attention to our lesson today, so you will get these answers quickly. I hope. Let's see. Number one, what positive thing can guilt enable someone to do? What positive thing can guilt enable someone to do? A, make amends. B, avoid people. C, watch TV. Or D, make mistakes. Luke!
Oh, I'm going to guess make amends because that's a very positive thing to do when you feel guilt.
Man, that is such a positive answer, and that is a positively correct answer as well.
Yes.
It is A, to make amends. Okay, number two. How do some cover up their guilt? How do some people cover up their guilt? A, apologizing. B, alerting people. C, blaming others. Or D, escaping death. Jack?
I think that was C, blaming others.
C, blaming others. Is that because you like to blame other people? Or?
Well.
No, that's a silly question. You are correct. Jack is correct. It is C. Some people cover up their guilt by blaming others. Okay, number three. This is game point. 1-1 right here. Which phrase describes feelings of someone who didn't die in an accident where others did? Okay, A, survivor's guilt. B, guilty conscience. C, live and learn. Or D, death row. Do we have a guess? Jack, can you ring that with more confidence?
No.
What do you think it is?
I think it was B, guilty conscience.
A guilty conscience? Sometimes they might have a guilty conscience, but there was another phrase in our lesson. All right, so the options are for you, Luke, survivor's guilt, live and learn, death row. Which one do you think it is?
Live and learn.
Live. Live and learn? Oh.
I don't know.
I guess you could live and learn from an experience. But guys.
Survive and learn.
Survive and learn. Yes, the answer is survivor's guilt.
Survivor's guilt, okay.
Right. Well, on that note, great job, you guys.
Do either of us win?
Why can't you both win today?
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Since you all both right. have 1 point.
Oh.
And our audience has 3 points because I know you guys got them all correct. Guys, you should give each other a high five. That was great.
Nice work.
Thank you for joining us, friends, and we'll see you all next time for the SC Challenge. All right, so friends, you've learned some great words and phrases today, like conscience, live, and learn. Our lesson is about guilt, but what should our response to guilt be?
Gabe, I'm glad you asked, because we're going to take some time and learn about that tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.